Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go right into this. You got to see this. Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, they put together a very good presentation about who this man is. He's a hero. And I want to encourage you to see this. And if you're listening to it on VFN Radio, I want you to go to VFNTV.com and go to The Torch. Also, go to Links. Go to Links and you'll see it available there for you as well. I believe it is the Free Andrew. I believe it's Free Andrew, the site is.
AndrewFreedomFund.com.
AndrewFreedomFund.com. Take a look at this.
Andrew grew up in South Florida. I think a very typical life for a young boy, always playing outside. He had lots of friends. He loved to be active. He's always been very fit and adventurous. He was really into go-karts and ATVs and dirt bikes. He was always involved, playing Little League baseball. He loved PE. He enjoyed to serve. In his teenage years, he would serve at the church. Had a great network of social friends. Just an easy, fun-loving guy who loved to be outside, loved to partake in the South Florida weather and the activities that are natural to South Florida.
On March 31st of this year, Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, a 25-year-old decorated U.S. Marine inactive reservist, was on his way to San Diego from a border town near Mexico when he took a wrong turn onto a highway ramp he believed led north to the city. Within a few hundred feet, the ramp instead swept south with no turnaround access. It was a funnel straight into Mexico. Sergeant Tamarisi had just moved to San Diego from Florida and was unfamiliar with the area, which is notorious for confusing even local travelers. Having not yet secured permanent housing, he had all his belongings in his truck, including personal firearms legally purchased in the U.S. With no American presence at the border, Sergeant Tamarisi tried getting help from 911 to no avail. Despite having told the Mexican authorities he had personal firearms in his truck, and despite his explanation that he never intended to enter Mexico, and his request to turn back, Mexican authorities arrested Andrew on weapons charges. He was placed into the general population at La Mesa State Penitentiary in Tijuana, where his life was threatened by both inmates and guards. After 35 days in a four-point restraint, Sergeant Tamarisi was moved to El Hongo Federal Prison, where he's guarded 24/7 in solitary confinement. Andrew Tamarisi has served our country with honor and distinction. He served two tours in Afghanistan, received a battlefield promotion, survived a roadside bomb, and saved the lives of eight Marines. And he was in the process of overcoming his PTSD. Now, Andrew is fighting for his freedom. He's fighting for his life. And he needs our help. You can help by going to AndrewFreedomFund.com and signing the petition to President Obama to work for Andrew's release. You can also help by contributing to offset costs of his legal defense and other expenses. Help bring Andrew home.
Help bring Andrew home. Join us as we stand together with this hero, this amazing Floridian citizen of America who said, I will defend this country from enemies, foreign enemies, who is a hero, saved eight of his fellow Marines, who was awarded with these awards. I mean, what are we doing? He took a wrong turn. And if you go back and you can listen, you can hear the 911 call where the 911 operator, when he calls her up and he says, I need help. And she says, I cannot do anything for you. Mm-hmm. That's what America said to this Marine who said, I will give you my life. I'll lay my life down to defend this country from foreign enemies. I will do that. I will stand up for her. Not in America. He stood up in Afghanistan. And when he made one phone call to us, we said we can do nothing for you, which began this, and you can hear him talk about it. A simple thing. Go to VFNTV.com, go to links, and you'll see Andrew Freedom Fund. Go there, and let's stand up with his mother. She's put together a legal counsel to go rescue a Marine who helped rescue us, who helped sustain our freedom. I mean, these are amazing days. I just can't. I mean, these are called heroes.
Right.
Why reportedly 1,200 Mexicans are coming illegally across the borders, and we're allowing them, and we're putting them up, and we're flying them to different places throughout the states to be able to live, saying they're going to be here at least for a year if they're a child, and that's how humanitarian we are towards folks. Our heroes down there taking a wrong turn called, mm-hmm. you know, Sergeant Andrew Tomarisi, and we're not even going down to rescue him. Mm. Lord, we just ask you that you would just send your angels down there and set this man free and bring him back home. Be with his mother, comfort them. And I encourage you, join us as we've joined with Andrew's mother and go there and donate and pray and sign the petition because we got to stand up for him because he stood up for us. And that's just who we are as Americans. And my goodness, remember, Andrew will be back, and Andrew will look you in the face, and you'll be able to say this, Andrew, I stood with you. Mm-hmm. I pray for you. I didn't forget. I wasn't the typical American that if it lasts longer than 24 hours, I forget about it. He's 100, as we speak, over 100 days as we speak, maybe 101 days. But March 31st, he's been down there, and it's like, we just got to keep a vigil watch over him. And we need to put him in the prayer community as well to make sure we're lifting him up continually. For those that are listening in the VFN family, put him in the prayer community. Go to their details and put him there so we continue to lift him up for that 24-hour prayer cycle. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.